Casting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, 30th day of January 2021. And all hell breaking loose here in Britain. I'll come to it later. The father and mother of a row between the EU and Britain. They want to seize the vaccine supplies from Britain and the ones going to Britain that are part of contracts from AstraZeneca, etc., etc., Ursula von der Leyen. But they have really shot themselves in the foot. And then they withdrew from one of those situations, etc., etc. But it's wonderful to watch the European Union now, Germany attacking the European Union. Whoa. Over a bad handling of a situation. They were 3 months late getting to the vaccine thing. But Britain, the other side of the horrendous coin, is a double-sided rotten coin. The 83% of the Britain are panting, salivating at the mouth, wanting the vaccine. Well, and the stories of horror stories about what's happening with the vaccine and instant reactions, etc., and the number of people dying. Shocking. Shocking beyond words. But anyway, to describe the situation we're in, I think this is a very telling piece. It used to be a major part of RBN's, John Stoutmuller's program way back. Ken has it there. A visitor from the past, Thielen Falk. If Ken wants to play that now. A visitor from the past. Okay, it's coming up. It'll be coming here in a minute. Like an Amazon delivery. Coming up soon. No, that's it, yeah. It's a batch of 10 there. Will I send it to you again? Oh. I see. Mm-hmm. Come on. Starts with a drum beat. A visitor from the past. Okay. Sorry, it's not available, is it? It's coming now. Okay. A visitor from the past. A visitor from the past. Thielen Falk. Thaulk. Used to be a major piece on RBN years ago.
I had a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun. Permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt, put men of God in jail, harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home? God bless you, and God bless this republic.
Very good. Well, does that describe where we are today? I think it does. I mean, that's 10 million miles away from the Biden administration, which is just truly demonic. Every demonic. This is Hillary Clinton in spades, and Biden, you know, being worked up his rear end by Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's absolutely Satan's church in every way. And that is a piece called A Visitor from the Past, Thelen Paulk, Thelen Paulk. Type that into any search engine and it comes up as a script. And the follow-up piece that goes with it, which is about the history to that, etc., etc., etc. But Thelen Paulk, A Visitor from the Past. Yeah, you're waking up in a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. Deborah Tavares, we talked to her recently. She's very, very tired from all she's been through and the fires and the lockdowns in California. And she sent me a piece there. Can't replay it. It's 1 hour 36. A lot of shouting in it. It's a forced vaccination or something going on in Clark County, Nevada. I've sent a reply to it, but she is coming on as soon as possible. This month she will be on. We're nearly in February. In the month of February, late February. Dave and I talked to her there last week on a private call, and we had a good conversation. But she's absolutely knackered, and she no longer does Deagle's program. That usually happens with people who run with Deagle, but she had a good innings there, but she doesn't want to do it anymore for obvious reasons. But she he has put up with a lot, like the governor of California, this creature. Oh my God, what a creature he is. Was using the lockdown as a torture mechanism, no doubt about it. I think they have 1.5 million signatures now to get him out. I didn't think they'd wait for signatures, quite honestly. But yes, we have a caller, Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, PJ. Yo. Boy, I haven't heard that clip in at least 25 years. I heard it on the shortwave radio Patriot stations. They used to play it occasionally. And that's got to be 25 years ago and mid-90s.
It's really good.
PJ, yes, sir.
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
My question to you is this. I'm hearing that large protests against the lockdown in certain countries in Europe, so I can't understand why the government of England isn't backing down. Are they protesting quite a bit in England?
Oh, they're burning the cities in Holland. The Dutch have risen up over this massively. And if you click on, I don't know how you don't have the internet. You'll explain that to me someday. It's easy to get connected with the internet from dozens of sources. But, it's in the Daily Mail every day. That being the quickest access newspaper on the internet. There's massive aggression in Holland about the lockdown. It's just gone too far. And in Britain, it's going on here for another 3 months. No pubs open until maybe May now, et cetera, et cetera. But it's the money they're paying out as compensation is absolutely horrendous, absolutely horrendous. And then the vaccination, the vaccination carry on as well. Lies, 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 horrendous lies and horror stories from Britain, from Europe. And I mentioned there this ridiculous row between Europe and EU and Britain where they wanted to impound the supplies of vaccines going to Britain. Well, I wish they would. But threats, intimidation and blackmail. The basis of negotiation with the European Union. Okay. That's what's going on.
Yes. The governments of those countries where there's large protests, they're not backing down. It's amazing to me because here the people are doing nothing. So I could see the government stepping everything up because the people are sitting on their asses. But in Europe, yes, sir.
No, the worst people are suffering. People with children, the children are suffering. This stop-go, opening and closing schools, opening and closing schools, is just shocking, instilling shocking stress into children. It's absolutely obscene. But we have, and again, an absolute half-foot of an education secretary here. So they're jumping from one foot to the other here, right, wrong, change their mind, et cetera, et cetera. But they're chasing their tail. The infection level doesn't matter. But what has been interrupted and affected is the herd immunity that's been down through mankind for 2,000 years in all infections. Herd immunity is a factor in a society, in a population. They have interrupted that factor, and then they're chasing their tail with the infection rate. Infection rate doesn't matter. 96% don't die of it. Proven from multiple sources across the world. But
Have you heard the crazy new development now? They're talking about for testing an anal swab.
Yeah, that's
Have you heard this?
The numerous articles on Natural News and Activist Posts. That's another one. Anything. And then wearing 2 masks and 3 masks and all this crap. It's, I wear a mask when I go to the supermarket, but that's it. You know, that's it. But one of the many things, not one syllable from government anywhere in the world for a whole year.
So what's the reason for more than one mask? Is it so that you choke on more of your CO2 and die sooner?
You get sick more quickly. I find it very debilitating. I have good breathing, good lungs, but it fogs your eyes up, etc. Wearing glasses and we're looking at labels and things like that, but it's very annoying, even for about 35 minutes in a supermarket.
It is. It is really appalling. We live in evil, wicked times, PJ, and it's only going to progress as long as the people don't take a stand somehow and say enough is enough. That's the bottom line.
There is a date, I think it's today, actually, across Europe. It ends now when we say it does. I think hundreds of thousands of restaurants across the world and associated said we're opening today, or maybe it's the 1st of February. I think it's 6 today. But we'll see that in tomorrow's paper. So look out for that.
The restaurants in Italy took a stand. Have you heard about that also?
Oh, yeah. That was going on for the last 3 weeks, yeah. But, it has to start there.
Okay, PJ, thank you for taking my call now. Good night.
Okay, very good. It's the destruction of small business. It's absolute power. And I read it out last week, I'll read it again this week. All the large outfits, Amazon and all the large companies, they are coining it. Absolutely. The well-established internet suppliers have absolutely made a fortune. And the destruction, as I say, this sounds ad nauseum. For 30, 40 years, we had the outrageous, unbridled expansion of the big supermarkets groups, Asda, Tesco, Sainsbury's, and all the rest of them here, and crushing small business. And then that calmed down to a degree. And then we had the internet over the last 15 years destroying the high street. And now we have COVID. This is the final death blow. I mean, I'll be lucky if half who are in small businesses and towns will survive this. But there is one factor of it I'm telling people all the time. To buy local and repair things locally, that will come back strongly. And the war with China, which is coming, we're almost in it now. We've all been the beneficiary of cheap shirts, cheap clothing from China for 30 years or more. That's going to come to an end when the China boycott starts. One of the great people to watch on of the key programs, Max Kaiser and his wife, Stacey Herbert, three times a week on RT Rush Today. He is so sharp and on the money. And everything he said has come to pass. And he interviews very, very good, straight financial people who have a serious record of telling the truth. But he's heavily into Bitcoin. Bitcoin is doing very well, will do well, because the dollar is going to run down. But this time the dollar will go down to like 80% of what it is today. But the Chinese yuan, the Chinese are sitting on it. Is it something like 50,000 tons of gold? The only gold-backed currency in the world, amongst all the mayhem and the war with China, will be the yuan and the Swiss franc and a few other currencies. But sterling will probably survive reasonably well. But the euro doesn't have gold backing it. The gold in the European Central Bank is owned by the Rothschilds, loaned. And this thing, which nobody seriously, no matter what financial education you have, can get your head around, and I can't get your head around, but leased gold. How do you lease gold and call it yours? But again, the thing this week, I didn't go to this extra, whatever it is, the video gaming thing where people, it wasn't just hackers and getting video gamers. The Chinese weighed in heavily with these guys behind the scenes, put up money, pushed it ahead, and they wrecked the company. They hit the hedge fund traders for a few billion, right, which was delightful. But there again, Wall Street is a absolute blood transfusion unit of the money supply in the world. It is just shocking. And Catherine Austin Fitz, who has an outstanding piece, John Stapmer has interviewed her a few times. She's the one who discovered the missing trillions in the Department of Defense. And she says over the last 25 years, 100 trillion have been spirited out of the American economy through Wall Street, through the monetization and weaponization of financial systems. And this was supposed to be part of the deep state clean out that's supposedly coming. And Mike Adams is clocking that on as to what the plan is to move against Biden as he antagonizes everybody. And there is evidence coming out that his inauguration was purposely false, was sworn in by Roberts. But everything was odd. I'm playing a piece today. I'll have to commentate on it because it's more a video than an audio. That the army salutes and 20-gun salutes were not presidential ones. There's a very strict protocol. They were not wearing their insignia, so that makes it invalid, and several other things make it invalid, right? So they supposedly are waiting so many months for people to turn on Biden, and then their job will be much easier, etc., because it's the first time they've had to do it in America on that scale. But that is, I'm not explaining it very well, but that is the story and the plan. I hope it's not a nursery rhyme just to sedate the Patriot movement, which is always a chance of that happening. But, excuse me. But a visitor from the past, that it's a poem, or what's the word for it? A monologue, and it's very, very good. Go on to the internet and put in a visitor from the past. And this site was Battle Flags, I got it off. And it's from Thielen, T-H-E-L-E-N, Pauk, P-A-U-L-K. And yeah, that used to be a major intro, I think, to John Stapler's program many years ago, amongst many other things. And I came across it this week, and I think it describes where we are. I'll play it once again before we end the program today, because it describes a lot. It really does where we are. But anyway, there's a lot of plenty of stuff to do today, I can tell you. We'll go to a break, I presume. Biden's his AOC's the green agenda being shoveled in at the speed of light, and another one from Dolores Cahill. Anyway, we go to this break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Can you? Okay, unless my pin got pulled out. Okay, sorry, I was the one slight problem with the mic there. I don't know why that was. Whoa. we're talking about military. We're talking to each other here. Military aircraft. The guy called Monkey Works. That's a purposely confusing name. He monitors all the military flights. He worked in that industry for years. Martin Marietta, et cetera, et cetera. I haven't heard his report. If you put Monkey, MONKEYWERKS, into YouTube search box, you'll see his latest report on military activity. And he knows the type of aircraft that are up in certain circumstances and what's being doing. But between November 4th and about the 20th, there was unbelievable military activity. It was almost like World War II. Stuff being moved around. So that all of that is part, supposedly, of a move they're going to make. But I don't know how they're going to do it all. A hell of a lot of logistics jobs. But now all these characters, these appalling criminals and treacherous traitors, I hope they're not going to be allowed me leave the States. And Comey going around the world with his book, A Higher Calling. A Higher Calling. Yeah, like being a made man of the mafia. But again, I'll start going through the list of Trump's failings. I mean, no cleaning up of the swamp, virtually none. And we're led to believe it's going to be one big swoop right now. But at least, Sidney Powell and I think Flynn have stopped giving interviews, which they should, until such a time as this is a done situation. Because we're all 90% of the people in the Patriot Movement are speculating on speculation. Basically, that's it. And that is absolutely insane. That is like chasing your tail as well. But peace here. How free speech drives economic progress. I mean, the communists, the cold, clamp, suffocating hand of communism is what they're introducing, and free speech, and these blatant things. And Pelosi has said it too, that she wants to put away the people who are causing it in coded, not really coded language. I mean, lock up in FEMA camps all Trump supporters. That's basically what she wants to do. That free speech is usually considered a constitutional right, which it is certainly correct. This is also often dismissed as a human right, also correct, but the benefits of free speech go further. Free speech acts as a gateway towards human improvement and the betterment of society. How you ask is simple. It's simple. Innovation through collaboration. Yeah, wearing a mask for how do we talk to each other? Most great discoveries and achievements come through one person's sole genius, but through collaboration with others. Take, for example, the one and only Albert Einstein. His special theory of relativity was based not only on his own solitary contemplations, but on discussions with other innovators. Marcel Grossman and Michael Bezos, not Bezos, but Michel Bezos. Grossman's work in mathematics is said to have greatly helped Einstein, who knows what would have happened had the latter worked alone. Discussions lead to innovations. Well, Einstein used to say this. He says 90% perspiration and 10% inspiration. And a very unassuming man he was, very humble person, which is a mark of most genius and inventors. I've noticed that people I've met, they're very down-to-earth, straight, honest people, etc. But it's the shysters with the expensive jewelry and the expensive cars that are the professional criminals, the white-collar criminals. And boy, I've come across a lot of them. And they're going to say in this article, this discussion leads to innovation. When we're able to discuss the collaboration with one another, we are putting together our own individual gifts and talents. A principle known in economics as specialization towards a broader purpose. In this case, discovering, inventing, or creating something. And just as with Einstein, when we are free to collaborate, society is improved. The creativity of the market economy, the increased returns, so important in modern growth theory, is large part arises from what happens when people with information get together and talk. Economists Curtis Simon and Clark Narindali, after studying the 19th century growth in English cities, the talk is necessary to turn information into productive knowledge. Okay. But censorship, harmful to speech, it sure is. It kills everything. And this political correctness and LGBT, all this rubbish, is absolutely obscene. And one article, I'll come to it later on, is where teachers, a video of teachers, the BBC are fronting it, talking to children and telling them there's 100 genders, right? How about that confusing 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds as to the life they're heading into? But this is the hardcore left, extreme, boorish, ignorant contempt for society. And that is going on here in Britain. And it's everywhere else. You see it all the time on natural news and endless stuff across the internet. But California being the epicenter of that. And one other final point on this article. In 1616, the Inquisition of the Catholic Church brought charges against Galileo. They essentially forced him to publicly recant his disbelief, though he still held it privately. Science and, by extension, progress was held back, and it didn't meet speech standards of the day. So it's nothing new. We're going through the book-burning period here in Britain and around the world currently. Hate speech and cancel culture and all the other phrases They are so real. And political correctness absolutely poisoning people's ability to think straight and etc. But I'll just finish up on this thing. The after the break, I'll play a piece by Nigel Farage, who squares up the argument that Boris's double vaccine victory over the EU, well, that's a hollow victory, can I say. Boris Johnson forced the EU into an extraordinary double climb down during a dramatic late-night intervention to protect the UK's supply of vaccine rollout. Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And I come back in from the break, and I forgot to say at the beginning, lockdown day 313 days of various lockdown and restrictions on life here in Britain, coming up to a year now next month. It's just shocking. The Daily Mail carry a banner every day in red saying day 313, well, Sunday here now, but 313 is Saturday. But they're showing a graphic here in the Daily Mail of Britain is miles ahead of anybody. I mean, they are, let's pull up the graph here. The percentage of the population vaccinated, which I think is a doomsday scenario. And I'm sad to see Tom Jones, with the biggest respect for C, says he's had two jabs. He feels bulletproof now. Well, I hope it keeps fine for you. The UK are 4, 5, 10 times ahead of any other country. And they have, what do we get the piece here? Here we are. United Kingdom, 7 million people, 7 million people vaccinated so far out of, across Europe, 18.7 million. Spain, 1.25 million. France, 1.1 million. Where's Germany in this? They're usually super efficient. And let's go down to that one. the screen down there. Germany, come on down. Can't get it down. But they're at about half of that, Turkey even. And all the different percentages down to tiny amounts. But Britain, it looks like, has so far ahead, it's ridiculous. But this is what the European Union is kicking up. And it's complicated to explain. There's a thing called the backstop. I mean, Northern Ireland staying in the customs union so as not to upset the very complex arrangements for Northern Ireland within Ireland and within the United Kingdom, which it is. So there's a special arrangement made there. But they were going to ditch that and prevent any vaccines going to Britain or to Northern Ireland, which is part of EU trade territory at the moment. But the EU have made a shocking error, and they're being attacked by Germany. All the media in Germany have got onto this, and for once are speaking up. I've noticed in the last year there is re-emerging confidence out of this crisis with Germany, where they're prepared to speak up and attack their own government. They've been living under shocking propaganda since World War II, and whereby the CIA ran a campaign actively for 40, 50 years, that to be patriotic is to be pro-Nazi. Imagine that in being pawned off on a race of people. But can we play the piece there I sent you, which was Nigel Farage's 5-minute explanation of where we are in this row with the European Union over vaccines. And I'll tell you the title of it. If you got it there. After losing a title here. Yeah, that's right. That's the one. Yeah, that's okay. That one there, Lufi. It's pretty clear. And he's got a great voice. Okay.
Well, it's 28th of January, and the vaccine row is growing very, very quickly indeed. The tabloid press across Europe, particularly in Germany, absolutely scathing about the European Commission and the way in which they've handled this crisis. Now, of course, for me, having spent 20 years getting up in the European Parliament, launching lacerating attacks on Mr. Barroso, Mr. Juncker, Herman Van Rompuy, and many others in the EU club, you know, my whole point through all of it was they were unelected, generally failures in domestic politics, who'd been shunted off to Brussels, and what authority did they have? What legitimacy did they have to set the rules for 500 million people? Well, I became the pantomime villain, I guess, with these attacks and these speeches. But I do hope now a wider audience is waking up to the points I was making. The bureaucratic commission were too slow in making orders for vaccines. In fact, their order with AstraZeneca was 3 months later than the Brexit British government. Now, I've not been praiseworthy of the government through much of this, whether it's care homes or track and trace or whatever. But in this regard, we're getting it right as a sovereign nation. So they're now in really big trouble. Yes, of course, there are problems with supply from AstraZeneca. We had problems too. You know, not everything goes smoothly with a process like this, which is why you have to get in early. Now, the last time I spoke to you, they were talking about the Pfizer vaccine being manufactured in Belgium, and we're due 3.4 million doses quickly. They were talking about that effectively being stopped from leaving the European Union and coming to us. But today, overnight, now, this ridiculous, completely unknown Cypriot woman, Stella Kyriakides, is now saying that vaccine produced by AstraZeneca being manufactured in the United Kingdom for UK government orders, that should be sent to Brussels. I mean, the arrogance of this is absolutely astonishing. But there is an opportunity here. Firstly, because we are going to have, before too long, enough vaccine to look after everybody in the United Kingdom. And therefore, there'll be stuff we can use for export. But why don't we say to the European Commission, we are now prepared to have a conversation with you, but can you please stop playing silly buggers on the borders? Because I'm getting every single day exporters writing to me saying it is now easier to do business with North America and with Asia than it is with the EU. I mean, goodness me, we even saw a lorry driver going into the Netherlands having his ham sandwich confiscated. I mean, this is not the free trade deal, you know, without tariff, without quota, that Boris Johnson's government thought they'd negotiated. And you've seen, of course, the screams of the shellfish producers from Scotland, you know, with their goods being kept hours, perhaps even days, and some of it going off. So, number one, will you stop this nonsense at the borders? And number two, Britain's biggest industry is financial services. Now, goodness only knows why the British government signed up to all of this without anything in return for our financial services industry. Just this week, the European Commission have recognised that the American exchanges and clearinghouses have what's known as equivalents, meaning they're recognised to be legitimate, decent places to do business. So the US has been recognised this week, but thus far nothing for the UK. So please recognise the legitimacy of our financial services industry, allow our firms access to the European market, just as we allow you access to sell us lots and lots of motor cars, plenty of wine, Belgian chocolate, and many other things. And I think we've now got a fascinating position. They are in deep political trouble. You've got riots every night in Dutch cities. You've got the Italian government looking wobbly, perhaps a general election this year. And of course, everything the Commission have done here is manna from heaven as far as the Eurosceptic parties are concerned. And a British government who started this whole process back in 2016 after the Brexit vote in the wrong position. We have been the underdog all the way through. Barney has had the whip hand over us. We finished up with a deal that in some areas really isn't very good. Now is our chance to reset the balance. We now have the upper hand. Brussels know it. I know it. You know it. And it's time the government got into action. Let's have a conversation with Brussels, but they've got to start playing fair with us. We intend to play fair with them, but they have got to stop this nonsense at the borders, recognise our financial services. Wouldn't that be a good start? And the time to do all of this is right now.
Okay, it's Nigel speaking very clearly. He does a blog. He once had his own programme on a very fast-running station, LBC Radio, but of course they lost their nerve when certain elements complained about him. His program was very good. He was very generous to callers, etc. 2 hours in the afternoon, and he might do it from Brussels, from London, or from Washington, or wherever he would be, and he never failed to do a program. But LBC are lost out badly. But this new station coming on stream in Britain, GB News 24, fronted by Andrew Neil, is going to knock the living hell out of the BBC and ITV and Channel 4. It's supposed to have a free reign of its own editorial policy, even though it's funded by Murdoch. But Andrew Neil wouldn't have touched it unless he got free. He's the editor-in-chief of it. And that's about to start now in the month of February. So we will have a station that will deal with all the issues, apart from the bizarre censorship and ignorance and boorishness of the BBC, and political correctness, and this thing putting out programs to children. And we're doing this during lockdown, that there's 100 genders, over 100 genders, right? Wow. But it's time they broke up the BBC, make out of that, from what I say. And doing a piece, we'll do in the next hour. Alex Belfield did have to remove 2 swear words, but I think Dave has done a good job. I'll play it. But he has been suing the BBC, Alex Belfield. He worked for them for 15 years in radio, interviewing people, and gets tired of the policy of political correctness and censorship, and left it. And then they pursued him on his YouTube blog, and the head of that, he's forever slagging off the legal department, 50 people working, but the head of that legal department, you'll hear him talk about it, was fired for telling lies and inventing stuff, which is delightful. And he has a crowdfunding case against the BBC for libel that he's probably going to win. But they are vicious and vindictive, and I don't know how any right-minded person reasonably can stay the BBC and Anna Breeze, she's another person you should look up. I'm not going to give an endless list of names. Anna Breeze, a very smart girl who was a presenter, producer of programs on BBC Wales. She left because it just became impossible. And now she has her own blog, video blog, and she runs a company training people how to make their own videos and companies, etc., etc. But there's quite a large... this is one thing that's come out of the lockdown. The alternative media here has expanded greatly, and there people are waking up and have had time to search the internet. And, of course, we have the famous mainstay of real fact, what is going on, ukcolumnnews.org. Brian Gerrish, Mike Robinson, and Patrick Henningsen from the States, and Alex Thompson, ex-Security Services, and David Scott from Scotland. And it's an outstanding program. If you want to know what's going on, you'll be stunned to see very thorough, down-to-earth reporting and breaking down of the lies of government. And they do it using the statistics and actuarians, and they, to use that phrase, eviscerate the government in every level. And they played a piece there on Wednesday where Boris Johnson kind of didn't make a very good job of it, bowing his head and almost praying so that we'd hit the 100,000 death from COVID. That is BS. BS. It's about 500 in the Broadstream Society. 15, 20,000 elderly people died prematurely because of it, as people were shoved out of hospitals because they shut down the hospitals. And he was going along 100% with Big Pharma. It's just properly. This is going to end up in a form of genocide. There's no doubt about it. But all of this going on, and the Daily Mail, because it used to be, as I said, it's got a foot in both camps. It's contradicting itself left, right, and centre. And but we wait for this new station. We're very near the beginning of it. GBNews24.com. They're changing the name a few times, so it's speculation. But it's coming on air now within a week or two, and I'll most likely play some clips from it as we go ahead. But the vaccine row, this is comical. And they are, again, in Ireland, for instance, because our Irish exports of food are massive, thousands of trucks per day go out of Ireland through Britain and into Europe and into Britain. About, I think, 10-15% of Britain's food supply comes from Ireland. And because Britain has left the European Union, there's now a customs barrier between going into Britain and going out of Britain the other end. Used to be trucks from Dublin to Holyhead out in Dover, two ferry crossings to Europe. They're now putting on these special super ships, one of the biggest car ferries in the world, to France from Rosslare. There always was a service there, but this is a different one. But there's a big, big change going on there. But the French knew from the very beginning would cause problems on the Dover situation. And they slammed the door shut there Christmas week. And what's the figure here? I have it beside me. It's one of the special articles I pulled out. 35,000 truckers were backed up against Dover, and they swab tested them all, and only 35 truckers came up with infected, right? And 90% of them were European and Eastern European drivers who are milling around society all the time as they travel. So the key factor is, if you're traveling all the time, you'd end up eating in 60 different places a month, you know, breakfast, lunch, and tea, moving on. So you would be supposedly exposed. But again, the herd immunity factor is working well with drivers of trucks, it would appear. Nobody bothered to write an article of that. I have a HGV license. I don't know how it works. But that was one of the kind of badly reported stories, etc., that if 35,000 drivers who are milling right across Europe all the time and into Britain, only 36 out of 5,000 came up as positive, and then they were using the PCR tests. And I have an article here, again, adding to the pile, that the PCR test is infected, and it's not the inventor of that test. It's not for COVID testing. It's not for that. It's a laboratory test for separating chemicals of such. Excuse me. And the doctor who invented it, who is now deceased, I wonder why he died, but he gave several interviews very recently that is a joke test. It is absolutely insane. It does not do the job of testing. And the, again, the infection rate doesn't matter. It's the outbreak and what you take into your body to prevent it. And the government still won't discuss that a year into this, that if you take some basic, simple, straightforward supplements, zinc, vitamin C, vitamin E, and a few others, you will be pretty much fortified against it. But there's a heartbreaking story of a young woman with four young children who got the infection, and they've stupidly put her on she had a few other minor problems. Karen Hobbs is her name. And she has five lovely children, and she died because she was put on a ventilator in Cardiff. And everybody knows that these ventilators are an absolute last resort. Absolute last resort. But it's shocking to see her standing here with her children, how young they are, etc. But multiple problems. And the weather. We're supposed to be under snow here tonight, but it's rain. The BBC changed their weather forecast 5 times. Okay, we go to this break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.
checkerbook, I see. But I touched on this story last week. Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the leader of the Anglican community worldwide. But I really have it in for him, the deceitful way he talks. And it shows him here having supposedly a vaccination, you know, nurse holding a syringe up to his arm, etc. Probably a saline solution. But here's the guy who announced to the world there a month ago that he was taking 3 months off, May, June and July, for contemplation and spiritual renewal. Well, I think, you know, something is going to happen in that period of time, I suspect. Remember, I said that. But the piece here in the Daily Mail is that the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, described the coronavirus vaccine as an answer to prayer, really, as it became the latest well-known figure to have the jab. The 65-year-old received it at the weekend because he's a volunteer chaplain at Guy's and St. Thomas's Hospital. Sharing his photo on social media, taking the jab, he urged others to follow suit. He wrote, well, hear what he said? Jesus Christ calls us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Getting the vaccine is part of that commandment. What? What? Forced vaccination? Whoa. This is not the Black Death, where they have to apply something to kill us. But the Black Death in London was caused by sewage and water infected with sewage. But, whoa. And, sorry, I should give out the phone number. If anything to add to this, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you have something to report from your part of the world in this multiple crisis area, financial collapse, lockdowns, and the vaccination rows, and they're trying to suppress the information about how troublesome and giving statistics how effective the vaccine can be. What? It's coupled together in 9 weeks or something. Usually vaccines take 9 years to develop. But this is not a vaccine. It's an RNA. It's a... I'm playing a piece again by Dolores Cahill in the next hour. It is an RNA. It's a DNA disruptor. You could, and she's saying very clearly that she's a world-class epidemiologist and virus expert researcher. She owned her own research company. She's saying that it could cause, that's her words, cause multiple organ failure amongst many, many other things. And people in Britain here, and the psych-op operation heavily profiled by UK columnists about clapping for the NHS, and the NHS can do no wrong. Well, the schmucks who run the NHS, we're not talking about the nursing staff who have to put up with a lot. That's what their biggest problem, putting up with the management of the NHS and political correctness and ticking boxes, not the patients, really. But they shut down the NHS at the outset of this disease in February, cleared it out, and built the Nightingale extra hospitals, which never treated one patient. Right. Okay, we go to the top of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.